Greetings in the name of the Lord. We have been thinking together for a number of sessions on the subject, the example of Christ to the believer. I have been trying to emphasize to those of you who are listening the importance of this subject for the believer. What an encouragement it is. What a help it is to our lives. How this lifts us up. It brings us closer to the Lord, in fact, when we realize the Lord Jesus Himself is our example in everything. We've considered a number of different subjects, just a few of them. How to please other people, even as Jesus pleased not Himself. How to accept other people as Jesus accepted us. Forgiving other people, loving other people, submitting, being humble, having compassion. We've gone through many, many, many of these ways that the Lord Jesus is our example. And I want to emphasize again and again the importance of this subject, simply because we ourselves will never be perfect examples to people. As we live in our homes, even to our wife or to our husband or to our children, we're not always the perfect examples we need to be. Sometimes we lose our patience. We should call it losing our tempers. We lose our patience with people, lose our patience even with our own children. We say things we should not say. We do things we should not do. And even if we're sorry afterwards, sometimes unsaved people and Christians will be disillusioned by the failures we have in our lives. I want to encourage you, however, with this truth, that even when we fail, in the Lord Jesus, we have an example who never fails. The Lord Jesus came down from heaven's glory. He was tested in every possible way that we are tested in our lives. And yet, throughout His life, and in everything He did, the Lord Jesus never failed. And so in the Lord Jesus, we have a perfect example. Even when the unsaved people are disillusioned by our failures to always treat them right or to act right, we can say to them, "I'm sorry I have failed, but I want to point you to the one who has never failed. Would you please trust in Him and let Him be your guide and your Savior from sin?" And of course, to the Christian, we can say the same thing. Even though I fail, would you follow the Lord Jesus with all your heart? Because He never fails. You can absolutely depend upon Him. I want to think with you for a few moments about the subject of self-denial. Self-denial. Over in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 to 26, we read these words. "And He said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. For what is a man advantaged, if he gain the whole world, and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and his Father's, and of the holy angels." Here we're thinking of the example of the Lord Jesus. Not only was He submissive, not only was He humble in leaving heaven glory, not only did He sacrifice, but He denied Himself. Not only in leaving heaven, but in His earthly life, He continually denied Himself. Now Jesus had the right to everything. He had the right to the palace to be born in. He had the right to every comfort this world could possibly give Him. He had the right to command and even enforce His authority over all mankind as He lived on the earth. He had the right to all of these things. After all, He is the divine Son of God. He has the right to everything and to anything. But in order to come, in order to live in this world, in order to die on the cross for our sins, the Lord Jesus had to deny himself what was his right, what he had coming to him. He had to deny himself, and he had to give up heaven's glory. He had to deny himself everything that heaven offered, everything heaven meant to him, when he was the divine Son of God there in heaven. And he never ceased being the divine Son of God. But in taking on the earthly body, he had to deny himself everything. And so Jesus is an example in self-denial. Now the question is, are we willing to follow the Lord Jesus in denying ourselves? In verse 23 he says that we are to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. Before we talk about cross-bearing, but now he says, in order to take up a cross, you're going to have to deny yourself. Because cross-bearing is not our natural bent in life. It's not what we want. We don't want burdens laid upon us. In fact, we want to be relieved of burdens. We want to have our own way. We want our desires, our ambitions, our will to be supreme in our lives. And so taking up our lives, taking up a cross and bearing it for the sake of the Lord Jesus, and giving up our lives, in fact, not only taking them up, but giving them up for the sake of the Lord Jesus, is not the natural way we would choose. And so before the Lord Jesus spoke about cross-bearing, he said, deny yourselves and take up the cross and follow me. At the end of Luke chapter 9, the Lord Jesus met three young men. Luke chapter 9 is a long chapter, and you notice in this chapter that his disciples had much to learn from the Lord Jesus about spiritual walk with him, including self-denial. And now at the end of chapter 9, beginning in verse 57, and I can't speak on these things, but I simply want to refer to them. There were three young men who came to the Lord Jesus, and in each case, there was an area of their lives where they could not deny themselves. The first young man came to the Lord Jesus. He could not accept the terms the Lord Jesus would lay down. These terms were too difficult for him. The Lord Jesus was saying, I want you to come now and follow me completely and fully in obedience to me, following my will, letting me mold and shape your life in the way I want to mold and shape it. And this young man could not accept it. He was not used to that way of life. He could not deny himself, in other words, in order to submit himself to the authority and to the will of the Lord Jesus. The second young man came to the Lord Jesus, and he was not willing to make Jesus his top priority. Someone has said, we love ourselves more than we love anyone else. And I think this is true in life. I think all of us would have to admit this, that we give top priority usually to ourselves in everything. Even when we love others, even a husband and wife will usually think of themselves first. They don't need to. And I want to be very fair to those of you who really are willing to give up many of your rights and your desires for the sake of your spouse, and many of you do. But in life, this is our natural way of acting. So this young man could not make Jesus his top priority. He was willing to follow Jesus. In fact, he said, I will follow you, but I have other priorities in life. I cannot deny myself the privilege of following these priorities. The third young man came to the Lord Jesus, and he said, I will follow you, but I want to go bid them farewell, which at home at my house. His priority was the possessions he had back there, the worldly pleasures he had, perhaps the inheritance which was due him as the eldest son in the family. He was saying to the Lord Jesus, yes, I will follow you, but I'm not willing to deny myself. Now each of us has to decide, what is it God wants us to deny in our lives? What is it that keeps us from really following the Lord Jesus, from truly being regarded as a follower of Jesus by the Lord himself? What is it that keeps us? Is it that we can't accept his standards for our lives? we would not be willing to deny ourselves our own pleasures, the pleasures of the world, the things which excite and drive us on? Is it possible that there are others in our lives we would not be willing to put away in order to follow the Lord Jesus? Unsaved friends, people who are leading us astray, people who are not good for us, who do not have God's concerns at heart? Is it possible there are worldly, material things that we desire more than the Lord Jesus, and we would not be willing to deny ourselves the opportunity to become rich? I had dinner just a night or so ago with a man who gave up a comfortable and high-paying job in order to follow the Lord Jesus. He's a man right here in this colony. What a thrill it was to my heart to speak with this brother. He's now a pastor of a church, sacrificing for the Lord Jesus. Even to get training, he had to deny himself, deny every natural desire of his life in order to follow the Lord Jesus and to get the training he needed. But now he's happy, and he's sure, and he's contented in the Lord Jesus because he reached that decision to deny himself. And this is going to be necessary. Even if you have everything this world has to offer, you will never be satisfied and at peace, and you'll never be in the right relationship with the Lord unless you're willing to deny yourself. And so I would pray, whatever the struggle is that you face, whatever it is that God wants you to give up for the sake of Jesus, I pray that you be willing to deny yourself and to follow the Lord Jesus with all your heart. And so I would give this to you as a challenge, and I pray that each of you would be willing to do this because of your love for Jesus and because of what he means to you and because of his example to you. May God bless you, each one.